This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional and our current series, Knowing Jesus. I love this series. So very, very much I love this series because we need to know who Jesus is. You know, I was talking to a very, very great friend of mine who I've known since I was a child and he was a child. And we've been friends all of this time. I was speaking to him only today. And I was saying, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? He's now born again. And I am so grateful to God for bringing him to the kingdom. And I said to him, what are you doing? He said, I'm working in San Francisco. And he said, and as I'm working, I get to visit the most beautiful places. And he was talking about Yosemite National Park. And he said, and as you look at the beauty in this park, as you look at the beauty around you, how can you deny God? There is just no way that you can deny God. He says, I see beauty every single day. And it fills me full of joy. Jesus had been talking to his disciples. This is just prior to his death. And he was talking to his disciples. And then in John, the 17th chapter, my Bible titles this, Jesus' final prayer. And this is what it says. From verse 1, it says this. After saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so he may give glory back to you. For you have given him authority over everyone. He gives eternal life to each one you have given him. And this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the true God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. You know, what is remarkable is why Jesus is using the third person here, and he's not saying me or I. He's using the third person. And that, to me, is powerful. Because the reason that Jesus is using the third person is because he is. Are you getting this? Because he is, he has such wisdom and such love and such glory that comes from God. He's using the third person because he is. And I'm not even going to question that. I'm not even going to look at that. What I'm going to look at is what he is saying. You know, I look through this prayer and I'm mindful of doing a complete series on Jesus's final prayer, going through every single verse, verse by verse by verse by verse. I think it would be very powerful. And I'm mindful to do that. If you'd like me to do that, I'd love to hear from you. Just say, yes, I would love you to do a series on Jesus' final prayer. Jesus says these words, and this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent to earth. The only way, Jesus says. The only way to have eternal life is to know God the Father and he says to know you. I've talked about my earthly father many times, and when I talk about my earthly father, my heart skips a beat. It smiles. Because I loved my dad so much. And I can tell you this. I knew my dad. I knew him. Inside and out. I knew his moods. I knew when he was angry. I knew when he was happy. I just knew him. And that is what Jesus is requiring, that we know the Father. That means, beloved, that means having a true relationship with him. Are you getting my drift? It's really, really important. I've said this on this broadcast many, many times, and I'll keep saying it until my dying breath, and that is, you cannot know someone unless you are in a relationship with that someone. I know my friend Nino. I've known him for many, many, many years. And I know the way he thinks. And I know what's in his heart. Do you know, we need to know God intimately. And actually, I've said this too. This is why we established Worship Radio 247. Because we want you to have an intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father and also with the Lord Jesus Christ. But you may well say to me, that's so difficult. That is so difficult. No, it's not. To know someone is to get to know them by communication. To know someone is to have a relationship with them, a living relationship with them, where you talk to that person all the time. Oh, yes, David, I can talk to God all I want, but he never talks back to me. Then all I can say is, if God Almighty never talks back to you, I know this about you. You never open the Bible. You never read the Word of God. You never try to figure out what God is saying to you because you are not reading His Scripture. The way to know God is to look at Scripture. And I'm not saying you've got to be a theologian. I'm not saying that you've got to study it all the time. What I am saying is you need to open it and read it. And you need to say to the Holy Spirit, Father, I don't understand this passage. Holy Spirit, will you illuminate this for me? And when you do that, it's quite amazing how quickly God the Father and the Holy Spirit begin to illuminate what is in Scripture so that you understand it perfectly. You know, there are times when I am going to preach a message, either in church or here on Worship Radio 247 or on Worship TV. And as I'm preaching, something is highlighted I've never seen before. And it is amazing. We call this a Rhema word, meaning a word that comes to life so powerfully. And this happens to me all the time. And when that happens, I know my Father's speaking to me. It's very clear. Do you know, quite often when I'm riding my motorbike especially, I'll have long conversations with God. I'll speak to Him and I hear Him in my heart. I believe that I've got a relationship with God. And this is encouraging to know this. And this, says Jesus, is the way to have eternal life. To know you. He's speaking to his dad. And he says, this is the way to have an eternal life. To know you. And then he amplifies that by saying, the only true God. And Jesus Christ, he says, as he talks in the third person, the one you sent to earth as Jesus Christ, the one the Father sent to earth so he could reconcile you to the Father. Because up to this point, Communication between man and the Father had broken down quite seriously, and God needed to do something. The Father needed to send His only Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. He had no choice. When you look around you, when you look in the garden, when you look into the sky and see the stars and the moon, and you see the clouds, and you see the trees blowing in the breeze, and you see the awesome colors of sunset and of sunrise, and then you see those incredible colors you get when it's fall, when it's autumn. How can you deny God? He has given us such a beautiful planet. He has given us the way to know Him through His Son, Jesus. And I sense as I'm bringing you this word that you have lost your faith in Almighty God. Something has happened in your life, and you've begun to doubt it, but you're listening to Worship Radio 247 because you want to reconnect. I know. And the way to do that is to look to heaven and invite Him to take complete control of your life. Perhaps that's what you were doing before, that you weren't giving Him control of every part of your life. But today is the time that you make a decision that you want to know the Father. You want to know Jesus. And this is what this series is all about, knowing Jesus. And I invite you now, in Jesus' mighty name, to make a decision that you want to know the Father. Say these words with me. Say these words with me, beloved, and I know that the Father is listening right at this moment. I know it like I know it, like I know it, like I know it. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I have doubted You. Please forgive me, Lord. I want to know You, and I want to know Your Son. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart in a powerful way, and I promise You, I will follow You for the rest of my life. I promise You, Lord, that I will get to know the Father, and I will get to know You. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you said that prayer, I want you to write to me at studio@worshipradio247.org and just say, I want to know the Father. That's it. I want to know the Father. And then watch as your life change. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.